hoping for a better 2025 travel and tourism outcome. The past year has been a year of challenges and successes for the world's tourism industry. Despite the reactivation of tourism after the COVID-19 pandemic, many people in the tourism industry will not be sad to say adieu to the year that has just ended. We might call 2024 a year of hope and despair, a year when we thought we might see an end to the fear of travel due to the pandemic, but at the same time, a world beset by war and violence. This past year was a year of challenges, both economic and political. Tourism and More, the world's leader in tourism security, economic development through tourism and customer services, Tourism and More, the world's leader in tourism security, economic development through tourism and customer services, unless otherwise indicated, all materials on these pages are copyrighted by Tourism and More. All rights reserved. No part of these pages, either text or image, may be used for any purpose other than personal use. Therefore, reproduction, modification, storage in a retrieval system or retransmission, in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical or otherwise, for reasons other than personal use, is strictly prohibited without prior written permission. More information can be obtained from Dr. Peter Tarlow at tarlow@tourismandmore.com. We saw nations grappling with issues of illegal immigration, war, crime and violence. Inflation became an economic cancer that gnawed at the very fabric of the tourism industry, but at the same time, stock markets hit all-time highs. When we combine inflation with aging populations in Europe, the United States, China, and Japan, it is clear that the tourism industry will face major challenges. Perhaps the economic difficulties were best exemplified by the fact that although unemployment fell from its COVID-19 levels, due to inflation, many people had to work two or even three jobs and had no money left over for non-basic necessities such as travel. Price inflation was especially noticeable in the industry's travel and hospitality sectors. The year 2024 was a year in which some became richer, and too often, the middle and lower classes became poorer. To add to the contradictions of 2024, low-cost airline flights permitted travel for those who struggled economically, and these flights often resulted in over-tourism. In 2024, many nations continued to suffer from supply chain failures and a continued decline in customer service throughout the tourism industry. Crime and terrorism were also a problem, especially in some Western countries. Throughout 2024, the tourism industry suffered from wars in the Middle East and Europe, threats of war in the Asian Pacific, and gang violence in many parts of Latin and North America. Additionally, the tourism industry has had to face the problem of human and sex trafficking, with children, women, and men having become a new servant of even the slave class. Tourism leaders must rethink their assumptions and worldviews as the world's economies face new challenges, from high inflation to employee shortages. It seems hard to believe that tourism leaders believed that tourism was indestructible only a few short years ago. Prior to 2020, international tourism was on the rise, and many locales, such as Barcelona, Spain, Venice, Italy, and the United States National Park System, faced what was called over-tourism. Then, almost in the blink of an eye, the world of tourism changed, and the fear of over-tourism became the fight for tourism survival. Now, in the post-pandemic era, over-tourism has become a problem in some areas of the world, while other areas lack both visitors and service personnel. To help you determine your own strategy, Tourism and More presents the following ideas and possible future trends, emphasizing that we live in a highly fluid situation, and what might appear logical today might be invalid tomorrow. Be aware of potential tourism challenges in 2025. Among these challenges are threats of war throughout the world, unstable workforce, unstable or social media, creating healthy travel for senior citizens. In a world beset by high costs, daily regulation changes, and poor service, freebies are more important than ever. Even when people feel good about their economic situation, travelers still love to receive something for nothing, even if they have to pay for it. In these challenging times, a welcome drink or cookie, a small gift or souvenir can turn a simple experience into a memorable one. Combine basic costs into the cost of an admission ticket or a free night stay. If hospitality is based on the idea of being taken care of and pampered, then charging for extras may be a poor strategy. Avoid extra surcharges. In the new world of travel, personal service is essential. Be appreciative. All too often, tourism businesses act as if they are doing the customers a favor. This is the time to develop creative ways to show appreciation. For example, locales may want to develop welcome passports to be used at restaurants and hotels where visitors are provided with a free extra as a way of showing appreciation. Showing appreciation is especially important in an era where long-haul travel may decline. Tourism businesses will become dependent on local, short-haul, and regional travel if they are to survive during the initial recover phases. Follow-up letters may also be sent in which the local tourism industry thanks people for visiting. The letters can even be e-letters and used as a way to encourage visitors to return for another visit. Smiles cost nothing. The travel and tourism industry might have to cut back on products offered or raise prices, but a smile is a commodity that never runs out and costs the industry nothing. Having employees with dour looks on their faces is the last thing that the travel and tourism industry needs. Be realistic. That means keeping up with the news, following guidelines, and using common sense. In these trying times, it is all too easy to become despondent. Face the world with realistic optimism. Have confidence in yourself and your industry and be prepared to find creative solutions to whatever problems 2025 might have in store for all of us. Tourism professionals will have to face reality, begin to prioritize problems, and seek solutions one at a time. Be dignified and honest with both employees and customers. The worst thing is to lose credibility. Inflation means additional travel costs. In a world where prices rise faster than wages, visitors and travelers will be seeking ways to economize. Visitors tend not to see each part of their tourism experience, hotel, transportation, food, attractions, as separate experiences, but rather as a single unified experience. The tourism industry needs to do the same. Each of tourism's components needs to work with the other sectors of the industry to find ways to increase the quality of the tourism experience despite higher prices. If visitors do not see the total experience as worthwhile, then all of the tourism industry's components will suffer. Think local, especially in these times of high food and fuel costs. Consider expanding your market by finding more visitors closer to home. This solution will help not only the local hotel industry, but also permit retailers to weather the storm by adding to the community's economy as tourism revenues from outside of the local region begin to fall. Buying and featuring local products adds a unique quality to the travel experience. In areas where there are geographic limitations, such as many island destinations, develop creative pricing, along with creative airport hospitality. Surveys and asking people to fill out online recommendations can become counterproductive. Many frequent travelers are over-surveyed and see right through surveys that are designed to avoid negative feedback. Surveys have become so common in tourism that they have become not only meaningless but a new annoyance. The best surveys are oral survey where the tourism business not only listens but acts. Get to know your product again. Tourism professionals need to rethink what they are selling. Ask yourself, are we selling experiences, leisure, rest, or history? Are we selling basic transportation or the travel experience? How does our business fit into the total travel experience in this post-COVID-19 world? Do our past marketing efforts reflect current realities? The last impression is often the lasting impression, so consider being creative when people leave a destination. For example, hotels can give departing guests a restaurant coupon, passport controls can hand out a comeback soon brochure, or gas stations can offer a free cup of coffee for the road. The cost of the item is much less important than the memory and positive word-of-mouth advertising that it will create. The tourism and more staff wishes everyone a happy and prosperous 2025. iturbonews.com